Good afternoon, thank you for calling Family First Care. This is Yona.
Well, I got Yona, it's Anaya. I got a question. Did you get my message?
I'm sorry, which message, man?
Remember when I told you I had my headphones on at one time, you took me off the case and I never had no other problems with no other clients, and you still chose to take me off the
Let me see. You worked from March 22 until 12/12/2024. Unfortunately, because the last two clients both complained of phone use and lack of attention and negligence, we can no longer assign you any additional cases.
So when I talk to the only person that should have said anything was the last person I had. The one that I had in Germantown, she wasn't, like, her family was there, and he was like, the first person that I had that complained, her family was there the whole entire time. I went home early, so there was no reason. You can ask the coordinator on that case. There was no reason for anyone to say I was ever on my phone because I didn't have a phone to clock in. I had to use her phone to clock in. I never had no phone to clock in. I never used my phone because I was suffering from homelessness, so I didn't have no phone to even clock in or to use. I was only with them. I wasn't even with them for like, I wasn't even with them for a week or 2 weeks.
Yes, at the end, you had three clients in about 3 weeks, but two of them had the same complaints. Because of that, unfortunately, we have to go by the book because we're Medicaid funded. Everything has notes, everything is documented. If two clients complain about the same aid, the same thing, 2 weeks in a row.
But I never had a phone for the first client. I only brought my phone when I had the lady on Dale Spring Garden. That's when I brought my phone. I didn't have a phone when I was up Germantown. I never had a phone.
There were your last two clients were where the issue happened. The last two clients both had the same complaints.
But she had a complaint that I was using her phone. You could ask the coordinator. I was using her phone to clock in, and she didn't want nobody touching her phone. I was clocking through the app. Remember, I didn't have an app. I didn't have a phone.
I understand your side of it, but the problem is that with the documentation that we have, right, we have to have certain rules and certain protocols in the agency. Because we had the same complaints from two different clients about the same caregiver, right, we have to avoid a potential negligence situation so we can no longer offer you cases.
Even though I never had a phone?
Again, this is what the clients are stating. We have
But if you ask the coordinator, they would say that I was using her phone. She didn't want me using her phone to clock in and out.
No, I believe it's not that, but if I wasn't there. If both clients report that there's cell phone usage, then there's not so much we can do. Because, again, if we are continue to allow, we have to put everything on the file. If we continue to put you on cases and that happens, we're liable for negligence. So we have to, you know, we have to be smart about it in our agency also. I know you were a good aide for a long time. Unfortunately, we can't offer you any more cases because of that. If there's a period of about a year, it could be like next year, we can give it another chance, but unfortunately, I have to discuss with the lawyers how they want to go forward with the protocol, how long that could last.
Okay, because I remember it was the one there right around the corner from my house that family was always there. I never had a phone there, never had nothing there. I used her phone the clock in and out. She'd tell Nina, like, I need to have my own phone. But any other time, I would normally use a client phone. Even if I had my own phone, I would still use a client phone to call into the center, because you can't call in from your phone. You got to call in from the client's phone, and you use the app from your phone. I never had a phone. Like, you ask whatever coordinator, I never had a phone. Like, ever had a phone at that client house. Only at the one in Spring Garden house. Like, that's the only time that I had the phone. Because I was getting back on my feet when I was at the first client house.
I understand what you're saying. I just have to go based on what the clients are reporting.
Okay.
That's, you know, not much else I can do about it. I apologize. If you try, if you want, you can contact us after January and we can review again.
All right. Thank you.
No problem.